and victims retake their natural positions as naturally as villains prepare for a new genocide. And punishment is only necessary for those who have been punishing, as there's no softer way to teach them. And in all our media spectrum, a variety is always preferable, not to render ourselves either too hot or too cold. And unless we create the whole experience around it, human content is very unlikely to be ever digested. And we either polish the mirror or polish the knife, both of them being reflective and both of them be mortal, but one towards the self and the others towards others. And true happiness is based on the ability of doing something after being disabled. And the best improvements happen by accident, just as we given up implementing them. And in the end, separation might be the only way to inhibit the full potential for a new life. And we believe we are roots of a society of which we are only branches bearing temporarily its fruits. And even though we realize we are the only one that can fulfill our natural will, we get stuck in trying to get social approvals for it. And the collective sacrifice we are more or less euphorically convinced of will lead to an emptiness that only a tragic individual sacrifice can rejuvenate. And depending on what the human intelligentsia wants to achieve, certain truths are set as superstitions, and certain superstitions are set as truths. And what it is nice and tender is immediately attacked by parasites unless it immediately hardens up. And the effort to create a new technology to free us from the enslaving paradigm is later turned to create a new paradigm. And by wanting to be in control of the final result, processes get normalized and the offspring of the establishment is dead from the start. And it is not a matter of guaranteeing to have a pure nature, but to be spontaneously part of it. And each one of us come to play cool roles when the natural character can only emerge by the abolition of these roles. And at last, the only way we can make sure we are included is to include others. And it is right because we set a single objective that the outcome of it becomes very uncertain and our spiritual engine gets running. And in all our misery, the biggest form of distress is the continuous hopes that we may get out of it. When the pedestal falls down and art keeps growing of its own, then a universal creation is achieved. And in the end, those who seem most socially capable are those who require most assistance in basic natural tasks. And the very process we're so amazed of when experienced, we look at with much arrogance if we only learn it. And rationally, we can only work with short case scenarios, as anything else is pure speculative theory based on no empirical data. and nothing is more dangerous than the collectiveness embarking in one ideology, and nothing is more life-saving than the individual embarking in his own spirituality. And unless we recover the natural power to break through it, we are already dead within the social frameworks we are born into. And in all our struggle to immortalize our legacy, we realize that the only way is to show others how much love we can put in our nature. And the biggest human challenge is not to be able to find the renewable resources, but rather to relearn to renew itself spiritually. And right in the exception, we can establish the full potential for a whole new paradigm. And just by realizing how temporary things we believe to be so endless are, we would appreciate them far more. And no matter how thick our vein buff of gold, in no time can be scratched away, leaving nothingness within. And we ought to understand that only freeing ourselves from the empire, we can free ourselves from its dogmatic, ethical setup. And out of a life of distress, only in the end, one meaningful, powerful message emerge. And we got used to measure only the short-term impact, as there's no way of assessing the long-term, which is the only one that matters. And duality is all we need to first lean onto one reality and later escape onto the other, and vice versa. And if we want to grow, we cannot but lock ourselves within a paradigm, and yet we will be able to choose how natural we want it to be. And we have to live with the acknowledgement that if we are to leave a vacuum, only pretenders will be there to fill it for us. And no matter all the properties we overlook, in the end is what we managed to cultivate within us that will feed us through the winter. And we become restless about something only because we're given thought to replace it with a different thing. And the bigger the corporation, the more its management impresses us, yet the more resources are in fact wasted. And all we have to promote is a perfection that seems inorganic to be socially acceptable, but it is in fact fully organic. And all semi-spiritual culture is just the consolation of elder humans who cannot cease whining. And while our human nature flourishes of routines, it dies over socially imposed schemes. Poetry is a very reliable social radar in a way that the poet roams everywhere and observes everything up close. And at last, the only remedy to escape social paranoia is to escape society overall. And the more we abstain from power, the more our reputation decreases, yet its potential becoming enormous. The social euphoria is followed by a dark silence, completely opposed to the solar silence of whom has sought his own nature. And intellectual working for official bodies only put their intelligence in developing ever more sophisticated ways of enforcing their positions. And what is represented is no longer worth to get represented, and this is why we should take on the ambitious task of representing the whole of our existential transformation. And changes will keep on occurring until we don't get locked up in perfection. And any force can truly become a new force only when it is fully dispersed in all its elements. And what is most abnormal is that the very establishment meant to normalize us become our normal environment. Imperialism is an unnatural force requiring a narcotic, and any empire extends only to where it can be found. And while any ideology in the long run will tell people what not to do, a philosophy should tell people what to do in order to get back to their natural autonomy. And we can be in control of ourselves to develop our wisdom, or we can try to be in control of everything around us only to settle our fears. And in our actual action of confronting comfort with our discomfort, we are able to unlock new cultural meaning. And we either keep creating effective containers for our empty pleasures, or struggle to create content for a universal virtue. And simply by following the necessities of our spiritual survival, we are able to nourish ourselves without any ideological apparatus. And like a human being, different civilizations mature at different times, at last struggling to die for a new beginning. And while in contrast with traditions that have no longer a natural foundation, we shall seek for new ones starting from our own nature.